Welcome to Smart Finance 360, the podcast where money matters meet innovative thinking. Every week, we dive deep into the world of finance, exploring trends, debunking myths, and bringing you the latest insights from industry experts. Whether you're a seasoned investor, a financial newbie, or somewhere in between, this is your go-to source for becoming financially savvy. All right, welcome to another episode of Smart Finance 360, Your Mortgage and More. Today, we're going to talk about relocation. We're going to talk about outbound and inbound relocation. And I'm really excited because we're going to start with inbound because I have a specialist here that works with us here at UMortgage, Andrea Erickson. Thank you so much for being on. We're going to talk about this. Tell us what sparked your interest, because obviously this is a great niche to have to be a relocation specialist. You got to do a lot more being a relocation specialist than just the common loan officer, because you got to know about your market, you got to know about what's going on, you got to know about the employers, you got to know about, there's so much more to it and we could talk about it. But what was kind of your first take on, this is something I want to be the specialist in?
Yeah, you're right. There are more moving pieces and there are more people to coordinate throughout the whole process compared to somebody who's starting and is going to end up right where they are. But what inspired me was I heard recently that you're best suited to serve the person who you used to be. And in my case, I have lived in six different states. I was born in California, did most of my growing up in Wisconsin in the Midwest, came out here to Utah for school, then went out to Ohio, then to Texas, and then back to Utah. So I've been around the country, but we have landed in Utah and have just loved it. So I find that I can relate really well to people who are moving states, whether it's for a job or it's for a family or it's for quality of life. I've done all of those things, and I've been on both the side of the child moving. I've gone to lots of different schools, and I've been on the side of the parent moving my children to a new state. So I can relate really well to people who are in that situation, and I can tell them all the virtues of Utah. Having lived in so many different places, there's so many awesome things about Utah, especially for families who are coming here. I mean, some of the other places we've lived, you don't have the access to the national parks. You don't have the access to go skiing on a weekday. You know, you don't have those things. So just to have all of the outdoor amenities that we do, the family-friendly activities, the great economy, it's just a great place for families. And I love telling people all the virtues of moving to Utah.
Yeah, I love it. Let's dive into the virtues before we get into, because obviously your specialty is inbound from people out of state coming to Utah. But what would you say kind of your top of your head, your favorite virtues of Utah when you're focusing on that for people to come in here?
Yeah, so definitely the economy. That's a big one, because that's one of people's biggest concerns for their family is, how are we going to make it work? We've heard prices in Utah are higher. We've heard maybe the cost of living is a little bit higher than other places. And there is some truth to that for sure. But still, relative to some more expensive areas of the country, it is pretty affordable. And you have the benefit of some great job opportunities here, whether it's in tech or it's in engineering or it's in military. There's so many great opportunities for employment out here. So that's definitely a big one, is can we make the numbers work with our job and the cost of living and everything? And you can, definitely. In Utah, there's great opportunities for that. So that's a big one. Another one would be the outdoors, the access to the national parks. We've got five national parks in Utah, and they're so different. You know, you can go up into the mountains, or you can go into the Red Rock, and you can go down to Zion. Like, there's so many cool things. And we get people from around the world coming to these national parks just because they're so cool. It's like a bucket list thing for people. And they're right in our backyard. How cool is that?
Yeah, also, you know, the state is very interesting, where different climates from the northern to the southern.
Yeah.
So you got heat and then up a little more moderate, right? And then some parts a lot colder, you know, depending on if you go on the far, you know, Park City side, is going to be at least 5 to 10% or 10 degrees cooler usually at all times. So, I mean, a lot of different places that you can go. And the cool thing is, you know, the span of Utah is probably a drive of what? 5-6 hours, the whole state. So you get to a lot of places through there. So walk me through the inbound. So how does the process work with the relocation program? How does it, you know, let's say it starts with, we need to move. Let's go from there, and then let's work our way through there.
Yeah, and it really depends on why somebody needs to move. I mean, I've worked with people, they're coming because their family's here and they want to be close to their family. Maybe they don't have the job lined up yet, and that's okay. We can work with that. But they want to be closer to family. So what we would need them to do is to look into getting a job. Where are you going to be working when you get here? So go find a job. and get an offer of employment from them. And then we can work with that to get somebody qualified to purchase a home. So
yeah, what's cool about that too is if you're just looking and you're getting jobs and your salary, we can take an offer letter without even getting your pay stubs.
Yeah.
Now, if you're hourly, that's going to be a different story. We're going to need pay stubs. But if you're salary and you get a job offer, you know, you can close on your loan before you start your job.
Right.
Now, it's not, you got to start reasonably within the first payment. But what's cool is that you have this job offer letter. We don't even need pay stubs.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a cool thing. So you start out, you know, do you start finding them schools, areas, job, and then get them pre-qualified? Or how do you walk them through that?
I would really prefer people start as early as they can. I mean, as soon as you start thinking about this, make sure the numbers work for you. So starting early is a great thing. I definitely recommend that. And it can be just getting with your mortgage professional and getting with a real estate agent, and your mortgage professional can connect you to your real estate agent or vice versa. You know, we work really closely with so many awesome local agents who can really help people navigate the different neighborhoods in the area and where are the schools and what's going to be the best fit for our family. And then we can also help make sure that it fits, the payment fits in your budget and you have the cash to close for it. And the new job is going to work out with getting approved and all those different moving parts. So starting early is definitely the way to go.
Yeah, definitely. Usually as far as, you know, the jobs go, that's, you kind of work your way out where they find the job, find them, let them know where the distance is and kind of where the,
right,
you know, the commute's going to look like from here to there. It's mm-hmm. good to know being local because you kind of can know like, here, this is really cool. You can kind of take Legacy and then take I-215. You might get a little bit better commute here. You know, some people can work by the airport, but yet they can live in Layton, Utah. And mm-hmm. it's something that could be pretty quick if they, you know, if they didn't, a local loan officer didn't know about that, they'd have no idea. They'd only pick kind of a certain area right next to the airport. But there's different freeways and highways and things you can take. So is that kind of some stuff you walk through with them options on that?
Yeah, for sure. So make sure that the job's going to work out, make sure the numbers work out, and make sure that location's going to work out. Is that going to be a good commute? Do you have the access that you want to the lifestyle that you're looking for? That's another big thing I've come across is some people are trying to get as close as they can to the resorts, which I totally understand. It's an amazing place to be. Yeah,
exactly. Closer to resorts, going to be a little more expensive in price.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. It's a really desirable place, so it's going to be more expensive. And then there's also opportunities where you can go out a little bit further and you'll still be, guess what? You'll still be within an hour, 2 hours of the resorts. That's what's really cool about Utah, too.
Yeah.
So you can even be further out and you're still.
Still can get there pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's so many resorts. I mean, how many ski resorts do you think they're on top of your head in Utah?
Oh, gosh. Well, you've got the Cottonwood Canyons, you've got Sundance, and then Park City has a number of them. And then even up north, you've got Powder Mountain, you've got Snow Basin.
There's just so many.
I know.
Tons of biking too, tons of trails, right. Canyons. A lot of cities have their own canyon, which is wild.
Yeah.
But the thing that I really liked of being local that you can help people, you know, understand, that's just a tiny thing that people don't really think about, but like being on the west side and east side, depending on your commute. So for example, if let's say you have to commute to the west side every morning, you're gonna have the sun in your face and then you're going home, sun in your face. So for me, that was a big deal. I like to live on the east side in Utah because where I commute, the sun's not in my face in the morning. And then when I'm heading home, because I'm heading towards east, the sun's not in my face at that time.
Yeah.
So it's, I consistently have the sun the back of me. And I like that. You know, that's something that I thought about because at times, you know, you get that glare
at
your driving.
It's so bright.
And it's bright. And, you know, that can sometimes take a toll. So it's just little things of knowing about that when you're working with a law officer that's local.
Yeah. And then you could also, you know, some people think the east side's really desirable because you're in the foothills, you're up on the mountains. Some people like the west side better because you have a better view of those mountains.
You have great view. Sometimes you get more land.
Right.
And it just depends on, you know, your taste there. But, you know, what are some stories recently you have of people coming in and they have a good experience with this relocation, you know, program?
Yeah. So I just helped a family close on their new home in northern Utah. They came from California. They had some great equity in their home in California because they'd lived there a number of years and had built up a really solid amount of equity in their home there. But the job brought them to Utah, which was fortunate because they also had some family here. They've lived here in the past. So it just worked out so well for them. Like, it was so exciting and so cool to help them because they sold the home in California and then were able to close on their new home in northern Utah within 2 days.
Wow.
Like, it just worked out so awesome for them. So now they're here. They're establishing again. Their kids are in the schools that they wanted. They've got this great house here. and the lifestyle that they wanted and their families close by. It's great.
Yeah, it's a lot different. It's kind of stressful, I'd say, out of state compared to in state. There's a lot more logistics there on the traveling. Sometimes you got to fly out to see the house first. Some people don't even see the house. Have you ever had it where they're just virtual?
Yeah. So in that case, you want to make sure you've got some great professionals on your side. So make sure you've got your local mortgage person and an awesome, awesome real estate agent who you really trust.
Yeah. On this, usually, are you getting to the client first or is it usually working with the real estate agents that you're seeing?
It's some of both. Most of the time it is the real estate agent. Cool. So they've got their local person who they trust and then they come to me and I can help them with the financing and make sure they have everything they need to feel very confident when they're out making those offers. And even if it's just their agent that they're sending out to look at homes, we just make sure everybody's on the same page. We're a really good team. So no one's in the dark through that process.
Yeah, a big program we focus on is we're the top VA, team in the state for brokers.
Yeah.
And we do a lot of VA loans. So we have a lot of relocation of people from veterans because there's, multiple bases out here. Here, the closest one to us is Hill Air Force. But we do a lot of that. And that's something that's been great to help them, navigate kind of what's going on, where to go, where to live. They always ask about schools, they ask about a ton of different things. And so it's good to know on the top of your head what's going on there. So that's a pro of being local in the inbound program.
Yeah.
Any other things that you'd want to focus on and talk about with your inbound relocation program? And then we'll
switch
outbound.
Yeah, I think it really makes sense, like we talked about, to start early and to know what your goals are and be kind of open-minded when you're starting out. Some people coming from wherever they are, they may have a certain perception of what exactly they want when they get here. But it does pay to be open-minded because, in Utah, we've got I-15, we've got Interstate I-15 going north and south. And sometimes you just don't know until you get here how the commute's going to work and how the shopping is and how the outdoor activities are based on where everything else is. So it's good to come out, talk with your local people, talk with your local professionals, and understand traffic patterns. I mean, sometimes around the Pointed Mountain, that traffic is crazy. So it's really important to know different things like that, that a local person is really going to guide you through.
Yeah, I think just talking about the logistics of that, the travel, the areas, and kind of what they like, depending on if it's going to be skiing or maybe they like theater, there's different areas that they want to look at. But I love that in the inbound. Let's talk about the outbound. So I focus a ton on the outbound. Inbound is something that, just kind of happens naturally being around here. And you got to know your stuff, right? You got to have something where you can really relate to them. For you, I love that you can relate that you've lived so many places outside. Yeah. So you know the process, how it feels from A to Z. Now, outbound's cool. And why I love outbound for your mortgage is it's a national company. So I like that we're licensed nationwide up to 48 states. And so I thought, okay, well, there's a lot of people that leave Utah. Tons of people are coming into Utah. It's one of the most desirable top 10 states that people are coming into. But people do leave for other jobs and other things that are happening. So, we created this relocation program to help people leave and start early. That's the number one key thing, right? Mm-hmm. Start early. So what we do is we start them early. They're getting ready to list their house. I'm going to get them pre-approved right then while they're listing their house because they're going to know payments, areas. And that's the coolest part about U-Mortgage that I like is I have local loan officers nationwide. But, I took it the next step where I want to help them not only in the pre-qual, but I want to help them all the way through. So I have great teammates throughout the nation. But, we had a situation and where we had a client listing a house here, moving to Kentucky, and we helped them get pre-approved here in Utah, got them everything ready to go. The local agent got them in touch with a great agent that we're interviewing out there in Kentucky. And then I was able to place with my processor, who's from that area, and help them navigate the right AMC, which is your appraisal management company. Mm-hmm. We had all our ducks in a row talking to the local processor. Because a lot of times, the hurdles that I get are two things. Oh, you're not local. And the second one is you just don't know the area. Well, it's really important that I at least get them in touch with the agent that knows what they're doing.
Right.
That's been huge. But the second thing is I have those, we have those high qualities in mortgage where if it's worst case scenario, they really don't want to work with me specifically, I could just go and refer to my colleague right there. That's local.
Yeah.
Boots on the ground. That's there. Mm-hmm. Most of the time the colleagues are cool and they're going to coach me up. And after a few at-bats, mm-hmm. Loans in Kentucky, I'm like, I kind of know what I'm doing here.
Yeah.
And it's been great to be able to help them. But, we help them not only get through the process of knowing your pre-approval, But it's exciting for them to, you know, have that 24/7 assistance. I'm there 24/7. I think the biggest difference between competing sometimes with these local loan officers is I'm competing at a level that I'm going to respond quicker, mm-hmm. faster, and know the area just as well from the research I do with my local, you know, colleagues and companions there. And that's been huge because, you know, they'll send me an address and they'll be like, okay, what's the payment on this? We'll look up everything, not just the payment of what the rates are going to be, but obviously what the property taxes are going to be. Are they going to have transfer taxes? Is there HOA? This is some of the hurdles that we might find if it has a barn or has these other things. Mm-hmm. We're proactively looking ahead. And, you know, you get a lot of at-bats when they're showing all these houses because a lot of times when they're flying out, they're a little nervous. And so we want to make sure before they fly out that they have the list of houses they want to look at with the payments ready. Everything's ready. Everything's there. I know when they're out looking so they can call me. They call me when they're in the house.
Yeah,
I'm in Utah. Yeah, they're in Kentucky. They're going to call me. Mm-hmm. What's the payment on this one? We looked at another house we didn't talk about. Perfect. We're going to kind of go over that. And, you know, we do our research on the schools. We do the research on how close, one was the closest Costco they wanted to find out, right? And there's a lot of things that we try to get them in touch with, you know, the relocation pro, you know, there are programs for not just U-Haul, right? There's different areas that we looked at. We looked at a different local moving company that was great. We will go out of our way and find that local moving company and call them and get questions, get connected. And, you know, but most time the real estate agents really have their ducks in a row there.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing, you got to be on your A game. On these real
yeah
locations.
So what I've come across is some people when they're going to another state, they'll just call whatever national
yeah.
lender, online lender, whatever, you know, but there's so much nuance to it. Like you're saying, you got to know the local market, you got to know the local professionals. What are the property taxes? They're so different in every state.
Yes.
And unfortunately you can definitely get some bad information out there for sure.
Oh, 100%. We had one where they looked at the local, not even a local, they called a national and they had taxes off by like $200 a month. Like that's, you know, we're trying to structure your payment. It's important to know what that payment's going to be.
Right.
It's really disappointing. And sometimes if they're in the call center, they don't really care as much. Mm-hmm. They're 9 to 5, you know, they're not going to be there 24/7 to help mm-hmm. you get the right deal. And, you know, the biggest thing I get when people call and they're like, well, you're not local. I'm like, okay, well, the top producer in the branch that I know really well lives here and is local. Would you prefer we work with them? Even though I'm on the same playing field as production goes, I just, the point of I love being at this company is we can get licensed in multiple states and I can get licensed very quickly too if I
right.
need to, if I'm not in that state.
So many options.
It's temporary authority, what's called. But that's the thing I decided to do is, you know, if it really is important to them, we can get in place with someone who is local. But at a lot of times I just handle it myself because I know that I can handle them with,
yeah.
you know, the best quality customer service. I know the area. Once you get in a groove and you understand kind of the areas, mm-hmm. you can really get in a good tempo there. And you know, this is good for first-time home buyers, this is good for veterans,
mm-hmm.
relocation, you know, with your jobs, mm-hmm. and the one thing that I think the most important thing is just getting ahead. Once you get ahead of the game where you have all your ducks in a row, where you know what you're pre-qualified for, you know what you're pre-approved, you feel good about that, you know for a fact you're going to be able to afford this house, that's the biggest thing that I've found that has been probably the most rewarding part of this, because it's stressful when they list their house in Utah. And they're like, I don't know. It's so much unknown here. And so we'll go over hypothetical scenarios. Like, okay, well, you get job A, job B, job C. Let's take a look at all three of these and let's unwrap them and unravel them, because this job may pay better hourly, but you have to worry about, you know, we got to get pay stubs before we can close on this, or salary, or maybe I have to yeah. find an investor that'll take it without pay stubs. Because we can broker out and figure it out. And that's the biggest piece of, once you get that out of the way and they have the peace of mind, you can kind of walk with them. And I try to make sure that, like, hey, I'm with you throughout this entire process. And, you know, that's something on the outbound. And I think the inbound, the same thing you have is, you know, you have good incentives if you're going to shop and get them the best, you know, scenario mm-hmm. for them, whether,
yep.
you know, it's not just rates. Sometimes it's private mortgage insurance. One investor has great private mortgage insurance. Their one has terrible private mortgage insurance,
right.
but if they're an 8% difference in rate, the one that might have a higher rate, but better private mortgage insurance, it might be a better payment for you.
It so just we pays to look.
Talk about that. So you gotta, you gotta talk about that. And you know, the steps are pretty big as far as, like, people just like to have steps of, okay, where am I at now? What can I do here? What's something else? And you got to have a plus one mentality where you're going to go the extra mile. You're not just going to help them get pre-approved. And I like that you've done that on the inbound side.
Yeah, for sure.
Where you've really helped them understand not just the dynamics of their job, but like just the culture and, you know, the commute and mm-hmm. What do you like to do? What's something that you're interested in? And then really placing them in the certain pockets about each town And, you know, have you been kind of doing your research? We'll circle back now to inbound relocation, but what's been your process of doing your research on counties and cities? What have you been doing to kind of learn more about that?
Yeah, well, I've definitely come across more and more just helping more families in different places. But I've lived in the major counties of Utah. I've lived in Utah County and Salt Lake County and Davis County. So I kind of understand how each of those yep. dynamics are. And then otherwise, you've got your neighboring counties. And then you just learn more and more the more that you do this.
The more at-bats.
Yeah, exactly. The more times, the more things that you see, the more that you're learning. And another big thing for me, too, has just been networking with more and more people, yeah. whether it's real estate agents or insurance professionals or attorneys or CPAs. Like, they're all over the state, and you can connect with people virtually so easily. And then you're in a new market just because you've made those connections there and you've built a new friendship and a new partnership there. And you can go out and visit, of course, but the virtual connections can be really awesome for helping you get into
huge.
New.
And, you know, the relationship's not transaction piece is big. You know, once they move here, you're going to be their, not just their financial professional, but you're going to help them. We have a lot of local cool events to invite them to for, you know, client appreciation events and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so that's just fun to be a part of the community. I like to take out my clients at the lunch afterwards. It's like, we'll go to closings, but like, I like to just randomly text them, like, hey, you were so fun to work with. When's free for lunch or golf or whatever? And all people that we closed loans for 3-4 years ago, and we'll still follow up and go out to right. lunch. And it's just fun to do that. So, you know, last question I have for you is, how can someone get a hold of you, or what's a good handle to follow you on social media if they're looking to move to Utah?
Yeah, great. So I'm on all the social platforms. On Instagram is probably my main one. It's andrea.r.erickson. So that's a great place to connect. And I'm putting out videos and content every day. So come follow and see all my videos. But I also, early on in this business, I made a point, I'm going to get back to people same day, no matter what. So if anyone ever calls, texts, I'm going to get back to them same day. So.
That's cool. Same day service is huge. Yeah, if you're relocating inbound or outbound, feel free to reach out to Andrea. That's the biggest thing of what we focused on, is that relocation is huge. And when we know, you know, and we have loan officers everywhere throughout the nation, and they're great, and mm-hmm. they really care about their communities. And when you have that knowledge of being able to call, pick up the phone and call them and say, hey, can you help me out here? Whether they take the wheel and they end up, you know, driving this loan home because they're local, or they can just guide me through it, which is, they've been amazing, because, you know, I do the same for them.
Yeah.
And it's been fun to have that. So, you know, if you guys are relocating outbound, leaving Utah, we are licensed in 48 states as a team. I'm personally like in 18 to 20. I can't even remember. I'll find out on the list, but it's in that area. But my partners are also, you know, we've divvied out between the 4 or 5 of us within 48 states to be able to help you. And then Andrea's in Idaho and Utah, correct?
Yep. I'm focusing on the Mountain West here.
Mountain West area. And then a lot of inbound coming in. So that's mm-hmm. great that you got, you know, states. What are the states right now, people that you're helping from out states that are coming inbound?
Oh, just got someone I'm helping from Iowa, California. I've had some from Idaho even.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So if you're anywhere looking inbound to move to Utah, Andrea's been studying every city. I mean, you go into not just the fun stuff, but you go into like the regulations of some HOAs and all these other things to help them understand kind of if they want, you know, a barn, you're going to know if that city will allow it. And so that's a cool thing about Andrea as well. So if you're reach out to Andrea if you're kind of come to Utah, because we love Utah. Obviously, we're biased.
Yes.
I love it. Yeah. I tell my wife, no, personal opinion, I love it from April 15th to November 15th, but that's because I haven't really picked up skiing yet. Which is crazy, right? I know I live in Utah. I need to. I'm just a workaholic. I'm determined next year. That's a bucket list next
Good
year.
Good for you. I love it.
I'll ski, so then I can like a little bit. But the cool thing about Utah is I could be in southern Utah.
Yeah.
From December mm-hmm. to April. But April 15th to November 15th, there's no other state that I prefer in the United States other than mm-hmm. Utah. And so love it, love it, love it. Thanks, Andrea.
Thank you. Love it. Thanks.